Hello, podcasters. Welcome back to the podcast for the new year and for a new Wednesday.
I want to give a shout-out.
Kate, Tim and Marty's podcast shout-out.
Shout it out. Marty, what do you got for us today, mate?
Ooh, what have I got here? Let's have a quick look at the old shout-out.
You're going to have to unfold your arms.
Lachlan McDonald, hey, at Kate, Tim, Marty, could I grab a podcast shout-out about to step on a plane to London? You're right, and I'm going to listen to heaps on the way.
Get your shout-out in. Tweet at Kate, Tim, Marty.
Turn your key.
The time is 4:02 and 59 seconds.
Kate, Tim and Marty driving you home.
Welcome home.
On Nova.
I don't care if I don't win any of the games.
Yeah, it is a big day. Wednesday, hump day. We are here, guys. Good to see yous.
Good to see yous.
No such thing as a hump day on the first week, if you ask
mate.
Me.
No, they're all hump days on the first week.
I meant the opposite.
Oh, my mistake.
Hey, none of you have a blackmail dossier on me by any chance?
No.
Absolutely.
No. All right.
That's an ongoing story, isn't it?
Yeah, we're watching some incredible developments with Russia v. the US, all on the day that Barack Obama has made his farewell speech.
Mm. I watched it. It was great.
Did you?
Mm.
How long did it go for?
About an hour.
He spoke for an hour. I'm hoping that's auto-cue, is it?
Yeah.
No, mate.
Is it?
Of course.
Well, you never know. They're very good speakers. That's what they're paid to do, isn't it?
He's one of the great speakers, isn't he?
I didn't watch it. I was watching last night. It's the Big Bash League again.
Oh, yeah. Who won the Big Bash? The bloody Melbourne Stars got up, I think, didn't they? The Melbourne Stars got up in a tight one, Hilton House. Weaved a bit of magic, or was that the day before? There's so many games!
Oh, mate, every day the bloody Big Bash.
Yeah. Every day's the Big Bash.
I didn't watch anything because my TV's not working anymore. Getting those black lines through it. Does that mean it doesn't work, or is that something to do with the...
For someone who was on TV for as long as you haven't watched any of it.
Could be your antenna.
Well, I'm not getting up there. Who does that?
Jim's antennas.
Antennas.
Antennas. That's how I'm going to speak from now on.
Anyway, if we do hear anything throughout the day on US v. Russia, we'll keep you up to date. Otherwise, we're just going to push on. You know, 8 games back, and you're coming off the back of 3 years in a row.
I have been brilliant, I'd like to say.
Marty, start the year as you intend to continue. 8 game after 5. A few people want to know, in case they missed it, how the 8 game finished last year. In a triumphant win. What month did it finish?
Did it go the last week or the week before?
It was November.
November, because you could have taken it to a tiebreaker. Stephen Bradbury is 43.
So sad that I'm so excited. Nothing good happens to me anymore. It's true. I haven't screamed like that since November.
Hang on.
Plenty of good things happen to you all the time.
Oh, what, just coming in here on Monday was the highlight of my life?
Well, you're a long time out of work, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, please, I pray for unemployment. I take that back.
It was November 16, in case you're wondering. The new age game, 2017, the all-new and improved age game, where I give celebrities and you've got to guess their ages back after 5.
Okay, I look forward to it. Hashtag twist. You know what it's time for?
Oh,
it's the first one of the year.
Oh, God.
It's a ghoulish.
Oh. Why are you doing it? You don't even believe in this.
Mate, I love these. What are you talking about? Ghoulish.
No, Marty loves these. I could give or take them.
Well, he's a bit like that, depending on the day.
No, I'm negative when you present ones that are awful.
Oh, well, thank you for being so honest.
I brought one to the table last year and it was fantastic.
Stunning. It was one of the best ones we've ever done.
Well, but of course, because Black has brought it to the table.
Yep.
If it had been something that I was doing, it wouldn't be
so
believable. Exactly.
Well.
You know what? I'm not going to be offended by that kind of attitude anymore, Marty. I know that you're trying to make me the best person I possibly can be and the best radio broadcaster I can be.
That's right. That's exactly right,
mate. You're pushing me to my absolute limits.
I am pushing you in order for you to be better.
Thank you.
A cast member has vowed never to return to the set where an Australian horror movie was filmed, claiming spirits whispered in his ears. Let's read on.
Oh, no.
The film Ravenswood. Anyone heard of it? I have heard of it. Ravenswood.
What year was it?
Has it been released?
Oh, it's definitely been released.
It's being released now.
It's being released.
When you talk to me through the glass, I can't hear you, Lauren.
Did someone talk to me?
Has Is it she been nodding though?
She's pointing down at her computer, going.
Well, she's telling you to read yours.
And just while we're all talking to the people behind the glass, you guys can speak to me in my cans if you want as well, just so I know what's
happening. What's the underdog edition mean? The underdog edition.
That's for age game, mate. Don't get bogged down in the chat
God,
screen.
You've just given it away.
No, idiots. That
oh,
was
now
the
I
one
know it's the underdog.
Won.
Should I start Googling underdogs?
That no, was the, we've oh already done God. It. Oh. Stephen Bradbury.
Stephen
oh,
Bradbury.
Mate, don't. I tell you what.
Oh, Marty, honestly. Don't you huff and puff at me, I swear to God.
Ravenswood. I'm still waiting on the information from it, despite people pointing things out behind a
the
glass.
The movie is released this year and has already...
Has 2 stars on IMDb.
Okay.
2 stars.
It's funny when you go the extra mile for info.
Couldn't have just put that on the sheet.
I thought it had been released, but anyway, that's just me. Move on.
Oh, just because you thought it doesn't mean it's right, Blackers. I hate to break it to you.
Ravenswood.
What's that?
It's made up of a mostly Australian cast. Well, that's good to hear.
Well, they would have to do that for the quota. Yeah.
Try to keep the foreigners out. I'm all for that. It was shot in an abandoned psychiatric hospital in Sydney last year.
March 11.
We've got a grab of the movie, Blackers.
Yeah, March 11, the release, and here is the grab.
Ravenswood.
Oh, by the way, the male actors toward the end of this trailer is some of the worst acting I've ever heard. I haven't seen it. I've just heard
Don't
it.
Ravenswood is supposedly one of the most haunted places in Sydney, so we might get lucky.
The history here is amazing. It goes back 130 years.
Oh, 130 years.
Carl.
Yep, that bloke's the one to watch.
The history here is amazing. It goes back 130 years.
I don't think I don't know.
Video.
I don't like it when you. I don't like
it's
when
like
you isolate things like that. You can't judge an entire film
yes,
on a couple
can.
Of lines.
Yeah. Of course
no, you
we
can't.
Can. Yeah, we can.
Yeah, look. Listen to this again and tell me what you reckon.
The history here is amazing. It goes back 130 years.
The director's like, "Yep, yeah, that one will do."
Oh God, it's the best we're going to get. The Savo. Let's keep moving. Now, just months before the movie's due to be released. Well, hang on. Just months before the movie's due to be released. What's going on here? Because hasn't it been released?
March 11th.
I said
God's
March
sake.
11. I did
you
say that.
You are not listening. You're too busy criticising everyone.
The cast have revealed the terrifying encounters they experienced inside the former insane asylum.
Was one of the terrifying things having to be there while the guy said this?
The history here is amazing. It goes back 130 years.
Please don't criticise the actors. It makes me feel very uncomfortable.
Oh, don't, mate.
Just put a bit of gap in between your speaking. Like maybe
but
slow it down a bit.
The director probably said, can you hurry it up a bit?
Well, don't start
or
guessing what people said.
They cut it out.
Said,
they cut the gap out.
Executive producer and actor Adam Horner, the big horn, as he's known on set.
The horns arrived.
Oh, look out, horns here. He said, we had a crew member refuse to come back to set. I think his exact words were, you guys don't understand what you're dealing with. Actor Madeline Maria Donna, that's a made-up name if ever I've heard it. Madeline Marie
the big
Donna.
Kebab.
The big kebab, she's one of the Habibs.
Oh, my God.
Madeline Marie Donna, who may or may not be a Habib.
Or a kebab.
Also
God, I love a kebab, by the way.
So would I. I'd love
oh,
a kebab.
God.
Also described a feeling of unease while filming at the abandoned Callan Park Asylum.
Right.
She said, I felt a real sense of eeriness. Most of our shoots were at night.
Okay.
Callan Park Hospital for the Insane has a reputation of one of Sydney's most haunted buildings.
We'll get to your bit in a minute because we are running late. But 13-24-10, if anyone's listening, because it's very early in the year, give us a call and tell us. This will be good. Have you heard voices?
Voices.
Yeah.
The history here is amazing. It goes back 130 years.
Well, I've heard that one. Have you heard voices? Give us a call. At the moment, though, have you heard voices?
Voices, voices. Voices, voices, voices. We're covering off a ghoulish story after a cast member has refused to return to the set where an Australian horror movie was being filmed, claiming spirits whispered in his ears. The film's called Ravenswood. It's a mostly Australian cast, and it was filmed... Where was it filmed? Callan Park Asylum in Sydney, which has the reputation of being one of the most haunted buildings in Australia.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to get bogged down in Home and Away kind
nope,
of trivia.
Didn't take long.
20 past. Hang on a minute.
But, I have a feeling, and I sent it through on email this morning. You would have seen that, Marty, not that you replied. But I think Home and Away have filmed there over the years. I'm sure I've been there.
What
would
they have filmed?
One of your weddings? They used it as a school.
Oh, okay, because it's got that sort of institutionalised feel.
Yeah. When I was dropped off to Summer Bay Primary School on the first couple of days, and then, of course, the high school, and then, of course, I was the principal.
Oh, God.
Makes sense.
I think it was a lot of the locations were, it was there.
Well, it was being used as a mentally, hang on, how am I saying this?
I don't know.
It was being used as an insane asylum up until 1994.
Yeah, because I think there were sometimes some incidents where...
bit of funny business with some of the patients.
Maybe.
A little bit of come to the headmaster's office.
Well,
that sort
no,
of gear.
Not kind of funny business as far as your kind of funny business.
Like stay back late, Ms.
No, not that kind of thing.
The synopsis for this movie is when four American tourists go on a ghost tour, they get much more than they bargained for. When the ghost of an evil doctor and his last patient... trap them in an abandoned psychiatric ward. Okay. We have one more bit of the trailer here if you'd like to.
Love to hear it.
Get me out of here.
The history here is amazing. It goes back 130 years.
Sounded like a video game.
But it's just a little snapshot. And that Australian actor, who was, of course, explaining the history of the place, would have been explaining it on the tour. That's why he's delivering it like that.
The big doner kebab, though, looks pretty good. It's a very good-looking young cast.
Donna scrubs up well.
Well, they're not going to cast.
Madeline Marie Donna.
IMDb.
A lot going on in that name, though, isn't there?
Of course, being January 11, no one's called for this one either, so we'll push on.
Manhole. Everyone's got a manhole.
Kate, Tim and Marty driving you home on Nova.
Classic Richie, look out. Hey, for the first time this year, let's do an Animals in the Wrong Place.
Please. A monkey has been filmed having a session with a female deer in what scientists believe is a world first. It's a monkey potting a deer. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, I don't think it would be a world first. It may just be the first time they've seen it.
In what scientists believe is a world first. The pairing was revealed in a research paper about reproductive interference between different species, something which is rarely observed in the wild. Isn't that funny when a monkey and a deer get it on? Very different when a man and a donkey get it on, you know what I'm saying? Bada-bow.
We were hearing off air something about a zebra and a donkey getting it on together, and that's a real thing?
Yeah, they're called zonkies.
But they look similar, don't they?
Zedonk is the real name.
Are you kidding?
No. I thought we had a David Attenborough in the room. Zedonks.
Zedonks.
Google image those. Up next, Nans with a criminal record. Let's see if we get a call for this. The Wiz says no. Does Nan have a criminal record? 132410 is the number. Does Nan have a criminal record?
Naughty Nans. How about this for a naughty Nan? She's 79 years old. She's a great grandmother. Not only a grandmother. Her name is June Humphreys.
Okay.
And she has said she went on a 5-year shoplifting spree because she was just bored.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you get old.
What, you get bored?
I reckon.
There's plenty to do.
Oh, once you've smoked all the fags and drunk all the little sort of donkeys you can, you want to get out and start nicking some stuff.
But you mean ponies?
Ponies.
I don't even know what that means.
It's the tiny beer.
Little glasses of beer.
Little pony, like a little shandy.
I think they are called a donkey somewhere.
Like a pot or something. Is that something?
It's
smaller
than a pot.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But that pony is smaller than a pot.
Yeah.
It's like a donkey beer.
I'll
do it.
Okay, yes. When you get don't you get to do all, take up all the hobbies you've wanted to do your entire life?
Yeah, but can you do them? Do you know what I mean? Physically, can you do them?
Well, I don't mean like snow skiing.
No.
I mean like cross stitch or something.
No, why would you want to?
Painting. I'd quite like to do that.
Yeah, well, nothing on a donkey beer size, but pony is...
7 ounce.
What is that?
It's a... 5 ounce of pony.
5 ounce.
How big
and then
is that?
A pot is a 7.
Okay.
Is it? No, pot's not 7. A 7 ounce is the 7 ounce.
Should I be pushing on with the details of the story?
No, up to you. I think this is probably more interesting for me.
Beer sizes.
The pensioner stole hundreds of dollars worth of products at several stores in Staffordshire and Cheshire.
You're right.
In December, she was convicted, not for the first time, but for the 39th time. That's how bored this poor woman is.
She's got to go to jail now.
She stole nappies, baby milk. Who for? And stationery. June would use her free bus pass to travel around and steal items by hiding them in her trolley. She's got one of those little, you know, it's not your traditional little grandma kind of trolley thing.
That's a bit bigger, isn't it?
And it's actually on four wheels, not on two. When asked about the most recent theft of goods worth about $39, she told police officers, "I don't know why I did it. I just took them." All right. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for doing the accent. She continued, "I don't know. I don't get anything out of it. I'm bored, I suppose. I just want to get out of Crewe," which is where she lives in Cheshire.
She's going to steal her way out of there.
She's only been fined about $400. The poor old sentencing chairwoman of the bench, Mrs. Lisa Elkington Bourne, said, "You have got quite a prolific history from over the last few years, so it's difficult to know how to deal with it. We're just going to fine you." I mean, it feels like everyone doesn't care too much about it.
Including the callers. The Wiz was right.
He's the Wiz. Who's your dad? It's a simple question. Who's your dad?
13, 24, 10. Not in the traditional way
like
that you might
your
know.
Daddy? Like no. That kind of thing.
No, who's your actual dad? Maybe your dad is Bert Newton.
Oh, wow. That's
I was
going
to say
one.
Ray Martin. But
or Ray Martin.
Same ilk, same kind of.
Are you expecting Matthew Newton to call?
Or the sister.
Lauren.
The sister?
Lauren.
Remember from Good Morning Australia?
Yeah, married the backstroker.
Yeah. And speaking of Good Morning Australia, I ran into John Foreman yesterday, just out of the blue. Haven't seen him for ages.
Okay, well, maybe one of his kids is listening.
What a talented man.
Who's your dad? Musician Matthew Roberts from the US has revealed how he discovered not only was he adopted, but his father was in fact convicted killer Charles Manson. Can you believe it?
No.
That's who his dad is.
I can kind of believe it sitting in front of me. but what a shock initially.
Yeah. I don't know why it says song grab one there.
Would you like to hear the song?
Yeah.
This is the musician. That he that
oh, this is Matthew Roberts, the musician.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Father is the devil. Oh. Mother's on
another level. Son good rhyme. Save the world.
Whoa. I don't
need it. Oh, a bit of distorted mic.
Oh, that's awful.
You know, ironically, he sounds like Marilyn Manson.
Oh, good call, Blackers.
I was going to say that.
Well, you weren't.
You're going to have to be quicker.
I thought it.
But also, you weren't.
I actually thought it, but I couldn't.
If you're lying to try and impress us.
Oh, mate. Because that's what I live for. I live to impress the two of you,
You're like my grandfather watching Sale of the Century. Yeah, knew that.
Yeah, I knew that.
Knew that one.
Could have answered that.
Oh,
would have bought that car.
I would have got the home viewer.
Matthew found out he was adopted when his sister told him around the age of 9. He began his quest for his real parents at the age of 25 and at the request of his fiancée, who was curious as to what nationality any future children would be. Okay. She's trying to put the borders up at home.
Hey.
Oh, no?
It's nice to know your heritage, isn't it?
Depends what it is. He eventually found his mother through an adoption agency and they started mailing each other. Isn't this interesting? Matthew's mother became friends with a woman called Mary Brunner.
Oh, the Brunner. The Brunner's done a runner.
No relation to Dita Brummer.
Both those jokes were so lame, one after the other. And if I had contributed any of that, you would have put the handbrake sound.
Well, we should have put it on now. Mary Brunner, who was part of Manson's, in inverted commas, family. Matthew says, "Mary and my mother were friends and she introduced him to her," meaning Manson. "Charles was particularly fond of my mother and the other girls became jealous of her, so he bought her a bus ticket to go home." I have no idea where this is going.
I'm not listening.
No, I've stopped listening. I'm trying to Google stuff about hashtag golden showers. Which is a thing, by the way.
Absolutely it is. Some of his letters, continues Matthew, seem to suggest he knew she was pregnant and that may have been another reason for sending her...
Marty, you know what? It's not the story that has the problem. It's you, the way you're delivering it.
Let's go out with a bit more of, what's his name?
Mm. Matthew.
Matthew Roberts, son of Charles Manson. Well,
good save.
He looks like him, doesn't he?
Yes. Was Charles...
Hasn't
the...
he just died?
Okay, no, you go.
Oh, sorry. Didn't he die?
Love that. Pinyao are back. Chameleon. The name of that one here on Nova. It's Kate, Tim and Marty. I mean, a summer hit if ever I've heard one.
Absolutely.
I mean, you'd agree with that.
Glad it's been added.
Oh, me too. I think I only emailed about that today.
You did, and I just took it up with the music department and got it sorted.
Nice. Do you know where the music department is?
No, but I think it's down there somewhere, isn't it?
Well, everything's down there somewhere because we're up here. We're asking the question now, and God, I feel weird saying this because I don't know if anyone's going to call.
No,
and it's not about the question. It's just about the week.
Okay.
What would you do if no one judged?
What's that mean?
So if no one judged you, what would you do?
Yeah, you'd have a go at things, wouldn't you? Without worrying about what people are going to think or say about them or judge you, Marty.
It depends what sort of personality you are, I think.
Oh, yep.
Because I think there's a percentage of the population that'll have a go at stuff anyway, regardless of what other people think.
But I think that's a very small part of the population. Oh, I think a lot of us kind of worry. Oh, good.
Mm.
Okay.
I've never been a big worrier, obviously. Look at the size of me.
You are a worrier, Marty. This is the thing.
I've never wandered around without my shirt off either.
Well, maybe you would do that
if
people didn't judge. I mean, not that I would judge. I'd love to see what's under that shirt, Marty Sheehan. This is a story about Reddit or from Reddit.
The front page of the internet is at it again. It's another Reddit story, guys.
It's a Reddit feed, whatever that means.
Yeah,
a Reddit
God,
feed.
Just learn it because we're talking about
it's
it every
a Reddit
second
feed.
Day.
But I don't actually care. Marty, don't talk to me like you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Just a conversation on Reddit.
A Reddit feed has asked men, in particular, what they would do if it wasn't considered so feminine or socially unacceptable.
Oh, feminine.
Yeah.
Feminine.
The answers on the feed were surprisingly heartfelt, as it appears some men just want the chance to experience some of the more sensitive pleasures of life.
Wearing a G-banger or something like that.
Well, I know someone very close to me, male, who when he was at school, all he
Craig
wanted
McLaughlin.
To do. All he wanted to
He's
do.
He's pooing a golf course hole.
So he made it happen.
He wanted to do the Rock of Stedford. Right,
oh,
but
it's Josh Quantard, isn't it?
He couldn't be in the Rock of Stedford.
I did the Rock of Stedford 2 years in a row.
He wasn't in that part of the school. He was in the sporting part of the school, and all the sporting people would have gone, "Ooh, what a big, you know, whatever."
Careful.
Well, but
I don't know what you mean.
Saying, insert,
what a big what?
Insert word or sentence.
You got to be so careful, mate.
Don't tell.
When you're talking like that, there could be kids in the car that want to pursue that kind of thing.
And I'm
trying
to support
it. And now they think they're going to be thought of as a big,
Well, the question should be, what's Kate's blank? what was she going to say?
We still wouldn't get any calls.
No, you're right.
The responses range from quilting, amazing.
Who wants to quilt?
I would love to quilt.
You really are a big
I don't even want a quilt, let alone want to quilt.
I'd love to sit down and do some quilting tonight. While I'm watching The Big Bash.
I'm going to make a quilt one day.
Of course you are.
In Italian.
To wearing yoga pants. Range from quilting to wearing yoga
men
pants.
Men want to wear yoga pants.
Okay, this is what the others
asking
users
you, is that
wrote.
What it is?
Yes, just listen, guys. Keep
All right.
up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I would.
It's going so fast.
I can't follow your train of thought. So it's quilts.
I have to take it slow because do you.
Oh.
Do you know why I have to take it slow? Because the two of you just jump in and criticise or take me off course.
What would you do if no one judged?
Yeah, what would you do if no one judged?
I'd quit this job and never come back.
No, but that doesn't help anyone.
That's not a thing.
Yes,
it's not
it does,
helping you.
Because people would judge me. Oh, why is she doing that? Oh, she's having a mental breakdown.
Why are they speak like the girl from The Exorcist?
Well, maybe.
What would you do if people didn't judge? Would you walk
I would
around?
Wear a bikini at the beach.
Oh, nice. Good start. Now
well
we're
done.
Getting somewhere.
Yeah, this is it.
Little two-piece.
Well, I do wear a bikini, but I make sure there's no one around.
I mean, didn't you put one up on your Instagram?
Yeah, but that was carefully chosen from a series of photographs.
It was a woven one, which are very on trend now.
A woven two-piece you put on Instagram of yourself. You deserve to be judged.
Mate, it's...
What's wrong with you?
Hang on, I've got a call.
We have not.
Are you putting it through because it's good or are you putting it through because we haven't had a call yet this week? Okay, it's good.
Okay. We'll be the judge of that.
The button's just there, by the way, so a bit quicker. Yeah. Chloe, what would you do if no one judged?
I would never, ever wear clothes and just be nude all the time.
Oh, but what about in the cool weather? I don't get that. And, you know...
All you need is a blanket. You don't need clothes, just a snuggly blanket.
Mm. A quilt, maybe.
What's stopping you, Chloe? What are you worried about?
You know, just the usual things like going down to the shops and work. I don't think they would appreciate that too much.
No, you'd be arrested.
But it's not a body image thing. It's just a location thing for you.
I'm not the slimmest and trimmest, but I'm fine with it. I just think it's so much more comfortable.
Okay, thanks, mate. Okay.
So much more comfortable.
Got a few tweets. From Kristen.
Yeah.
I would never wear a bra.
I would like not to be able to.
You should not. You should just go. You shouldn't wear a bra to work.
I've had to wear a bra since the day I had to start wearing a bra.
It'd be great to see you without a bra.
Oh, God, Marty.
Just hanging around with the boys. Literally.
And then Sergeant Shiggs, someone on Twitter, which is clearly not a real person, said, if no one judged, I'd get a set of bolt-ons just so I could tell people my eyes are up here.
Tim and Marty.
What a privilege. Talking into a bloody big stick.
Driving you home on Nova.
Happy hump day, Kate.
Oh, thank you, Jeremy. Oh. Isn't that nice?
It is lovely.
Checked and everything. Yeah. Lovely.
I know. Hey, you know what? It's a new year, fresh start.
Yeah.
Age Game is back. A bumper special edition.
Oh, God. No one will be happier than you, Marty, to have a fresh start on the old Age Game.
We should try and Facebook it on the Mac Bros, bro.
Let's do it.
FaceTime it.
Let's do it.
Facebook it.
Jesus, look out.
Marty, last year on January 13,
yeah,
you won the first edition of the Age Game for 2016.
Oh, that's massive.
Yeah, but then you went on to lose it, Marty. So what does that say about today's game? You should purposely lose it?
I'll never purposely lose to you. I'd never give you the satisfaction. I always want to beat you.
Oh, Marty, I'll never hold anything over you.
A special edition not too far away. Plus, we're going to ask you... we're not doing that. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're doing it next. Oh,
okay, we're doing it.
I thought we were doing it later.
Okay, we're doing it now.
Next, you're going to find out a new way to possibly relax at work. Maybe you're already doing it. It is Kate, Tim and Marty here on Nova Age Game. First of the year coming up very soon. You can play along too and you can win a great prize. So stick around for that. At the moment though, the one thing that might help you get through the day and make you more productive.
It's interesting, isn't it? We're doing a quick phone poll. The question is, would it help your work day?
Hello, hello.
You'll understand what we're talking about. Would it actually help your work day? According to website Ravishly, a way to make the working day better is the solo session break.
And just quickly, can we get a poll going on Twitter as well for this?
We're going to need to
because
no one
has been calling the show all week.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. A recent article on the site declared that a quick solo session is a brilliant way to boost output and creativity. So you're in the middle of your workday, sitting in your corral thinking, God, I can't crunch one more number. Jump up, hit the booth, and then back to the desk, and it's like the day's just started again.
But see, even in our booth, you can see the top of people's heads and up to like the halfway mark of their shin.
What, in the
loose? I said shin.
No, I'm saying you've got to have a proper booth. Do you know what I mean?
Well, where do you go? Do you have an actual booth dedicated to it with a box of tissues?
A dedicated booth. A dedicated booth.
Well, no one wants to do it in a dedicated booth.
No one's going to do that. No one's going to do that.
Some people will poo at work. They'll sit on a toilet that other people have sat on and poo.
You'll need hand sanitizer.
No one
wants a flashing neon sign above it.
Yeah, because everyone knows you're going in to do that. And they go, well, Jeremy's been in twice today.
But I don't understand about the productivity thing. Doesn't it make you want to sleep for some people?
Sounds like it does for you.
No, but I don't know what you're talking about. I certainly wouldn't partake in any of what you're talking about. Well, but I'm just saying.
You have been unaccounted for the last 2 minutes there.
Oh, God, yeah. I've run out and done it.
Hey, whoa, Charlie. Ease up.
Hey, we're not saying the words.
It generally
and
bucks me up.
Neither did I. It what?
It bucks me right up from experience. Just a real pep in me step. Traditional heart starter, as it were.
It makes you feel alive, doesn't it?
Could you do it in the next Amy Shark song at 2 minutes 50?
Absolutely.
Oh, I think if you put people under time pressure, it never works.
I never feel pressure.
Well.
Last year, a survey by Time Out found that 40% of workers in New York help themselves out whilst they're at work. 40%?
Yeah, but what's the percentage of men to women on that? Because I guarantee that is not women.
I don't have those figures.
But even if you just said 40% of men are doing that at work,
no way.
I couldn't believe
Why?
It.
Why?
No, I couldn't believe it.
I mean, I understand. I don't understand people in the office. I understand, okay, and I'm not criticising tradies, right? But
what
I'm
are you
just
doing
saying
here?
That I reckon if you're out in your own car or something,
it's easier.
You might do it than if you're nicking up the hallway to sit in the stall.
But hang on, it's 10 a.m. on your smoker and you've just had your chockey move. Are you really doing it in the front of the Hilux?
Oh, they'll do it anywhere.
I'm a bit full.
Oh, yeah, right.
Mark Sargent, who's a senior lecturer in psychology at Nottingham Trent University. Anyone heard of him?
Sounds made up.
Says the solo break would be very effective at work, describing it as a great way to relieve tension and stress. So you've just had an awful meeting. Once again, someone's told you what they reckon and what you need to be doing. You've walked out of there and hit the booth. Bang.
I mean, Lucas is suggesting there are prayer rooms.
Good.
Why not rooms?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the idea because men are hard-pressed at washing their hands after just having a wee.
Don't generalise, please.
Well, I'm just saying.
Don't make this a men v. women thing. It's
no.
Not Mamma Mia.
It's battle of the sexes in here, mate, every day. He also thinks that these breaks could be a great form of self-motivational reward. Okay.
Oh, God.
I'll pay attention in this meeting because I know at the end of it I'm hitting the booth.
Stop. What do you mean, booth? I don't understand what you mean. Do you
well,
mean.
It means like a cubicle or something.
Yeah, like a store, like a toilet.
Not your sales executive's cubicle when they've gone out for a coffee.
No, you can't just duck down to Kath's desk.
I would not mention names.
Oh,
I
mean, my God.
Any,
I'm not even
any
here.
Kath in any workplace.
132410, give us a call. Yes or no? Would a solo session help the day at work? I like our first phone poll of the year, too.
Hello, hello.
Would a solo session help you productively at work?
Yeah, that's what's been raised on the website ravishly. Is the workday going to be better with a solo session thrown into the mix?
Because I have a friend that you know, well, you've both met, who is a very big fan of the solo session on planes.
Okay.
What? Who's this?
I'm not going to name him on air. He has a career.
Can you write it to? Oh, do other people know him? If you said his name.
Oh no, no, oh. He's not like I'm not like you and only have famous friends. No. This bloke's just a knockabout bloke with an honest career.
Yeah.
But I kind of understand that a bit more because you've had a couple of drinks, and you can actually be on your own.
Well, there's lots of arguments to suggest that having a solo session at work is the go. Can increase productivity, relieve stress and tension. Dr. Arnell, who has just popped up in my notes, recommends that these breaks shouldn't be focused on fantasising about a colleague. So you're out, Kate Ritchie.
Oh, beg your pardon? Oh, what do you mean I can't do it? Because all I'd be doing is what?
Thinking of me, mate.
Oh, please.
As always. Thinking about the big shigs.
Oh, God, I could think of nothing worse.
Taking his shirt off.
Oh, God.
Nat Muzz has not tweeted us.
Reckon?
He's actually called us.
He
no
has
way.
Not. I don't want to hear him.
Hello, guys. How are we?
Nat
Great to
Muzz.
Hear your voice.
Lovely to hear from you. Thanks for ringing us, mate. It's been a bit slow on the phones.
I thought it was a good chance to get through, so I thought I'd try my luck.
What do you think? Would it improve the workday if you could just nick into a booth and ease your way through a solo session?
Well, I think it definitely used to help one of the carpenters I employed. We once caught him just having a fair old go at it.
Was he? On the work site?
Where?
In a finished apartment, 1 foot up on the bathtub, just having a laugh.
One foot up on the bathtub, just putting a bit of stance into it.
And looking
it.
At the mirror, a bit of shigsy.
Old school, mate. I can only operate in front of the mirror.
That just makes me understand that.
Well, what else?
Because what's turning you on? The
me?
Your reflection.
And I mean, does that mean you're being the woman?
Who are you?
Tim says a name, you say their age. For example, Martha Stewart is 75. It's called the age game.
Wow, 75-year-old been into prison. I mean, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Sure is. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous about the first round of age game. I don't know why I've won the whole thing for 3 years in a row.
I know. This year has to be my year.
You reckon?
Because if you go 4 years straight...
Yeah, it's best for you to just give up completely, isn't it?
I mean... We've how many years have we been doing this, Blackers?
Oh, at least was five.
Was there two or one before this? Two.
Oh, yeah, two before this.
So this is our sixth
before
year.
This, meaning you mean me? Are you saying this is me?
Yeah, you're this.
BK before Kate.
Yeah, BK. There was two BK. I won one of those, didn't I? I must have won.
Oh, mate,
there was something about Russell Crowe.
Fashion, yeah, the Russell Crowe.
Some story you told that someone, I don't know.
No, there was a bit of panic.
Brittany, you are the first contestant for Kate this year. Congratulations and welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Brittany.
Half a pancake.
Oh, das is good.
Have some waffles.
And Sam, you've got Marty, who did win the first round last year.
Yeah, come on, Chigsy.
I like him.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do.
I do.
He's having a go.
Guys, would you like to hear the edition?
Yes.
Love to.
It's always so creative and amazing.
It's inspired, actually, by a story that Kate brought to the table this week.
Oh, God.
I'm surprised anything made it. Have I offered up anything?
I'm surprised anything's been inspired by one of those stories.
Oh. Do you know what? Now I understand why my mother just texted me. It popped up and it said, Mum, and it said, shut up, Marty. That's what the text message just said.
Heather.
Heather.
Inspired by your cafe-style curtains in the toot, it's...
I did make lovely curtains.
I'm so sad.
And I also made a porcelain doll, remember? Sad. Each sanded it back and put it in the kiln and... painted its little faces and put its cherry cheeks on and picked a wig. I like a puzzle. Did do folk art for a while.
Thanks to Adam Levine and Darcy for their amazing work.
One of Darcy's best.
I'm actually really interesting and can be kind of sexy as well, you know.
Oh, I haven't seen any of that. I haven't seen you be interesting or sexy.
Oh, have you done, have you
made a sexy porcelain doll?
That was so interesting.
In fishnets with great conversation. This is Celebrities with Sad Hobbies. Closest without going over best of three. We know how it works.
I'm 38.
This person is a bug collector.
A bug collector.
She's fascinated with spiders and takes great pride in her insect collection. Mm-hmm. It's just Claudia Schiffer.
Claudia Schiffer.
Yeah, but she married old mate, didn't she?
Yeah.
Well, for those playing at home, I believe she's the original Uptown Girl. Is that right?
No, that was the other one.
That's
Christy Brinkley.
Yeah. Oh, my mistake.
She's pushing 70, I think.
Well,
or did I make that up?
Just stick with Claudia Schiffer.
Okay.
Who did she marry? Who's old mate?
The magician, the guy that I beat in Quick Draw.
Oh, that's right.
David Copperfield.
Remember
he had that weird lock on the inside of the pool?
don't say that. We weren't allowed to tell anyone.
What was that about?
Bizarre when you're sitting on the loo looking at that.
Are you going to give me an A?
Oh, sorry.
No, you got to write it down, remember, and then do your little love heart and write her name and all that.
Oh, grow up.
Oh, God, you're angry.
Oh, no.
This is me not being angry.
Oh, that's right. Those Sunshine Collector jumpers I saw are 70% off at Myer.
Are they really?
Yeah.
We should all get one.
Huge rack of them, all sizes.
Not Marty's.
Of course.
Claudia Schiffer, you, Kate Ritchie, said 46. Marty, you said 48.
Ooh.
Claudia Schiffer is 40.
Eight, a bit.
Six.
I got it! We are off!
This person collects model trains. We've talked about him before. Fantastic performer, Rod Stewart. Rock and Rod.
Rock and Rod.
Rod? Wow. He was married to a bit of a Claudia Schiffer clone as well.
Yeah.
Rachel Hunter and then
That's
married
right.
that the next one, Penny someone.
Penny Farthing.
He's got got the he has a soccer field at his house, remember?
He owns the Celtics, I think, doesn't he?
Does he? So your piece of information is far more interesting than mine.
I'm not required to write anything down at this stage.
Rock out with your rod out.
I saw him at Hanging Rock. He's fantastic.
Massive.
Ooh, two ages in, only one can be right. Or closest without going over. You said 74 for Rock and Rod, Kate Ritchie. And Marty, you're through with 70. Rock and Rod is 70.
Ooh, still in it.
I thought I had that one.
Yeah, I know you did.
Tiebreaker!
This actress is a collector of ancient coins.
Wow.
Ooh.
Nicole Kidman.
Is she really a coin collector?
It was apparently a hot tip for an Oscar for Lion, which looks fantastic.
It does, actually. Tasmanian family, wasn't it?
Yep.
Do Nicole we're doing. Have we not done Nicole?
Yeah, in the past, but as Marty mentioned, this is year six of the age game. We'll run out of celebs. Marty, you were in very quick.
Yeah, I've got a good feeling about this. When you have a visual of a number that just comes up in your sort of in your sort of internal brain.
I'd be nervous if I were you, Kate, because if he gets this, he wins.
But yeah, also, I know the same how way it works. As if you, well, I know the
well,
rules.
You have proved Marty, over the years that you don't know how it works. It's been several times when you haven't understood the rules.
I only do that to refresh everybody's mind who is listening.
Mm-hmm. Kate, you said 45 for...
She's got to be older than me.
Nicole Kidman.
Older than you.
Marty, you said 48 for Nicole Kidman.
She's not 48, mate.
You're right. She's 49.
Oh, no!
Marty gets the first win of the year again. And that means, Sam, congratulations, buddy. You have the Yue Boom 2 portable Bluetooth speaker system valued at $229. Well done.
Thank you. Just give him the trophy now. He's got it in the bag.
Sam, be quiet.
First, done and dusted for the year. 1-0.
Oh.
All right, let's do some glossies before we get out of here. Oh, still in 18 minutes. What's happening in the world of Danny Minogue?
Danny Minogue's opened up about an alleged rivalry with her sister Kylie, as well as the reason she now doesn't speak to ex-co-worker Simon Cowell.
Oh.
Because that was really the sort of reboot of Danny, wasn't it? X Factor in the UK. Danny has returned to the UK TV on the judging panel for Let It Shine, a reality show to find young men to star in The Band, a stage musical based on the songs of Take That.
Oh.
Wow. What a powerful stage performance that would be.
Wouldn't it? Interestingly, Let It Shine is on the BBC and not ITV, where she worked with Simon Cowell, who she famously had a secret fling with while they worked together on The X Factor. I did not know that.
Well,
neither did I.
I think it was only speculation.
And secret, so that's why we probably didn't know about it. Secret fling.
Secret fling. Danny also insists that the rivalry with her sister Kylie is pure fantasy. She says, I'm often told by people that I've changed, but I never really changed. It's just that I had such a bad reputation. It was a good story that I was this wild child who was jealous of her sister.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Our caller from the age game agrees.
Yeah. All I do know is I have a sister and a family who I love very dearly. If there's something wrong with my sister, I can't even sleep at night, and it's the same with her about me. Isn't that lovely?
Oh, it's beautiful,
lovely.
Isn't it?
I never doubted that, though. Didn't you see them sing together on YTT all those years ago? G-L-O-S-S-Y. Did she have a bad reputation, though? Is it because she played the bad girl Emma on Home and Away all those years ago?
Was she on Home and Away, Danny?
Yes.
Who would know, mate?
What do you mean, who would know?
Well, who would know if she was on Home and Away?
People.
Oh,
including
mate,
me.
You're kidding yourself if you think people are still watching that.
Oh, can people tweet if they know? Still watching it? Oh, my God. Okay, I'm moving on. I've got a story about Natalie Portman.
Do you like her?
Danny Minogue?
Natalie Portman.
Oh, I don't know.
You know how you said Natalie Portman, then I asked if you liked her?
But my mind was still on Danny Minogue because, yes, I'm a very big fan.
Of Natalie Portman?
I really like Natalie Portman and I can't wait to see her play Jackie O.
I know, that does actually look amazing, that film.
She has revealed that Ashton Kutcher...
And not Jackie
Kutcher,
O, but Jackie Onassis.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jackie Onassis.
She's not playing Jackie O.
No, should I have not said Jackie O?
And you can say whatever you like. No one's listening, mate.
No one's listening.
But I mean, do we still call Jackie Onassis Jackie O?
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Is that where
but
Jackie
in Australia,
O, the other Jackie O, got
are.
The idea?
No, her married name was O'Neill.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right, Jackie O'Neill.
Is it a bit catchy because there was a woman called Jackie O?
Which one are you talking about, Danny Minogue or Jackie O?
Oh, God.
I'd forgotten she was married to...
Ugly Phil.
Lovely man.
A shout out to all our competitors.
Who are still on holidays.
And fantastic people.
Natalie has revealed that Ashton Kutcher, who I'm not a big fan of, was paid three times as much as her for their 2011 movie No Strings Attached, which I haven't seen, but that's not surprising. She spoke about the crazy pay disparity in Hollywood in Marie Claire. She said, I knew and I went along with it because there's this thing with quotes in Hollywood. His quote was three times higher than mine, so they said he should get three times more. Oh, okay. All right.
Well, that's what you paid if you want the Kutch.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's
she told the magazine that women in Hollywood are making one third of what their male counterparts are.
Well, I don't think that's exclusively Hollywood's domain.
But they have a stage to kind of tell
but
their story, don't they?
Surely there are bigger actresses and bigger actors on, it just depends what film you're on, doesn't it? Like, at that stage, Natalie Portman was nowhere near the star that Ashton Kutcher was.
Really? Had she won the Oscar yet?
So if, I doubt it.
When did she win the Oscar?
For
was
Black
that for
Swan.
Black Swan?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. If Julia Roberts wandered onto set, she's not getting a third of what George Clooney is.
Well, not the, well, mate, oh, I don't know.
I'm just throwing a cat among the pigeons.
No, I don't think she'd get a third of what George is, but she wouldn't get the same money as George. And neither should she.
Oh, my God.
Naked. I'm glad my mic wasn't on for that.
Naked.
We wouldn't have to come back tomorrow.
Well, you would.
Oh, I wouldn't come back without the two of you. I can't do this without you by my side.
Oh, you'll be right.
You'll be right, mate.
Us here and Jon Snow.
Yeah, you'll find someone else.
How about Marty? Dreading Marty. Winter already.
I know.
It's the 11th of
it's
January,
coming.
Isn't
it's
it?
It's coming. It's going to be dark in here in another three or four months.
We're basking in some of our most beautiful time of the year at the moment here in Australia. And you're sitting there going, I am dreading winter.
I am. How's the heat wave? For people who don't know, I don't live in Sydney. How's the heat wave?
It's pretty hot today.
I heard it was 44.
It was 44 on my dash.
Yeah, but how long did you spend on your dash?
No, I sat in the car.
Yeah, I know. It was hot. It was very hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
Hot around the country, unless it's not, of course.
Of course.
Clint has tweeted through.
Clint Lassler or something?
Yeah, stop trying to name check
everybody.
You know everyone
who
tweets.
I know these people.
Why do you know, though?
Because.
He says, wow, Kate, first quick draw, now the age game. I've got a bad feeling about 2017.
Do you, Clint? Well, don't listen.
Oh, hang on, mate.
Listen.
Not at this time of year. You can say that in another couple
mate,
of weeks.
He's not going to tune out. Tune off. Turn off.
You okay?
I don't know. he likes that. It's kind of flirting, isn't it? It's going to keep. I've got him hook, line, and
okay,
sinker.
Okay, we're
now.
Done now.
Thank God. It's
As
over.
The news reports that Twitter is drowning in hashtag golden shower. If anything happens overnight. We'll bring it to you.
First thing.
Tomorrow, Fitzy and Whipper next. Then Smolzy back live for the new year as well. The surgery open from 7.
Yeah.
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 Miss the show?
The night is over, Red Rover.
Download the Kate, Tim and Marty podcast now via iTunes, the podcast app on your phone, or at novafm.com.au. And keep up with the guys on Twitter and Instagram at Kate, Tim, Marty.